This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It is sentencing day for Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt. We've just heard the sentencing from Jody Hildebrandt. Now we're going to take you to the courtroom for the sentencing of Ruby Frankie. Let's take a listen.
I want the court to know that through introspection and reflection, Ruby Frankie has become a serious student of her own actions.
You are so precious to me. I'm sorry.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to District Court. We're here for sentencing in the matter of State of Utah versus Ruby Frankie. Ms. Frankie is here with Mr. Winward. Mr. Clark and Mr. Shum are here for the State of Utah, and we are ready to proceed with sentencing.
We are.
Yes, Your Honor.
Counsel, the terms of the sentence were agreed to as part of the plea agreement, correct?
That is correct.
There is a pre-sentence investigation report in the matter. I have reviewed that. Everyone has seen it.
Yes.
What about restitution, counsel, before we move on with other matters?
We'd like to leave that open at this time, Your Honor. I can get into that. I might be more comfortable if we approach to get into that.
Is there an agreement that restitution, that we reserve that, and for what period of time?
8 months is what we're anticipating. But I haven't talked to the defendant's counsel about that.
We haven't discussed that, Your Honor.
Is there any objection?
No.
All right. What's the state's position regarding sentencing?
Your Honor, the state... I'll stand up. The state respectfully requests that the court sentence Ms. Frankie to consecutive prison terms for each of the four counts of aggravated child abuse. This sentence was agreed to by Ms. Frankie in her plea agreement and is also recommended by Idaho Probation and Parole. She committed horrible acts of child abuse. From May to August in 2023, Ms. Frankie and her business partner held her two children, ages 9 and 11, turning 12, in a concentration camp-like setting. The children were regularly denied food, water, beds to sleep in, and virtually all forms of entertainment. They were isolated from others and were hidden when people came to visit the house where the children and the defendants were staying. The children were forced to do physical tasks, like carrying loaded boxes up and down stairs, and wall sits or sitting against a wall without a chair or a stool for hours at a time. They were also forced to do manual labor outdoors in the extreme summer heat, at times without shoes or socks. They were forced to stand outside on a cement patio in the summer heat for hours and even days at a time. They were beaten, and the 12-year-old was regularly bound hand and foot after he attempted to run away in mid-July. Both children had extensive physical injuries from the abuse that required hospitalization when they were found. The injuries from the binding to the 12-year-old are particularly awful. In addition to physical abuse, the children were emotionally abused to the extent that each believed, to some degree, that they deserved what was being done to them. Had the older of the children not had the courage to run away and ask a neighbor to call the police, heaven only knows how much longer he could have survived in that situation. After being caught, Ms. Frankie has shown considerable remorse, as evidenced by agreeing to serve consecutive prison terms and being willing to cooperate with the state against Ms. Hildebrandt. However, given the severity of the abuse she inflicted, consecutive terms are appropriate in this case. As the court's aware, Section 76.3.401 lays out factors the court takes into account in determining whether consecutive or concurrent sentences should be imposed. Those factors are the gravity and circumstances of the offense, the number of victims, and the history, character, and rehabilitative needs of the defendant. As agreed to in the plea agreement and as recommended by Idaho Probation and Parole, consecutive sentences are appropriate. This is due to the severity of the abuse to both victims. It could be argued that Ms. Frankie should receive a lesser sentence than Ms. Hildebrandt because of her remorse and willingness to cooperate with the state. However, the Board of Pardons and Parole will have broad latitude and will be able to take those facts into account when it determines how long each of the co-defendants will remain incarcerated. In conclusion, we respectfully request that the court go along with what was agreed to in the plea agreement and is recommended by probation and parole and impose consecutive sentences.
Thank you. Anything else from the state?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Winward.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. In my few comments this morning, and in the comments my client wishes to make in a few minutes, we are not suggesting, nor are we asking, that the court deviate from the stipulated sentence contained in the written plea agreement. I want the court to know that through introspection and reflection, Ruby Frankie has become a serious student of her own actions. In the very early days of my involvement with Ruby, she was somewhat defensive, and she was still very much indoctrinated into a philosophy that was destructive. Fortunately, Ruby came to the stark realization of the errors in her thinking patterns and subsequent actions. To say that she was horrified by this realization would be to put it mildly. I have marveled at how quickly Ruby abandoned her defensive stance and moved toward her total acceptance of her actions and to her sentence today. So far, she has used her time in jail to unwrap the layers upon layers of deceit and deception forced upon her over the last 4 years by an unscrupulous individual. Ruby realizes that she still has work to do in shedding those thinking errors and to reestablish a better and correct pattern of thinking and behavior. Ruby realizes that changing her thinking, reestablishing relationships, and healing are not simple or easy tasks. However, she is committed to doing that work. I would like the court to know that Ruby Frankie is a delightful, respectful, and responsible person. She is open to feedback and addressing the consequences of her actions head on, and now ready to address your honor and accept your judgment. Thank you, Judge Walton.
Thank you. Ms. Frankie has a statement she'd like to make.
She does.
Judge Walt.
You don't have to bend down.
Okay. Thank you. I would like to make a statement without any intent to change my stipulated sentence. For the past 4 years, I've chosen to follow counsel and guidance that has led me into a dark delusion. My distorted version of reality went largely unchecked as I would isolate from anyone who challenged me. I was led to believe that this world was an evil place filled with cops who control, hospitals that injure, government agencies that brainwash, church leaders who lie and lust, husbands who refuse to protect, and children who need abused. My choice to believe and behave this paranoia culminated into criminal activity for which I stand before you today ready to take accountability. Jody Hildebrandt was never my business partner, nor was I ever employed by her. I have never received wages from her or connections. Jody was employed as my son's counselor in 2019, and in 2020, I paid her to be my mentor. It is important to me to demonstrate my remorse and regret without blame. I take full accountability for my choices, and it is my preference that I serve a prison sentence. Thank you to the officers in Santa Clara and the Ivan City Police, Nick Hallman, Brian Palufo, Cy Pickuvit, Mike Pandoyo in Tobler, John Ward, D. Lewis, and Chief Flowers. You were the angels who came and saved my children. I especially want to thank Detective Jay Bate. She plucked me out of a situation I didn't know how to get out of. And the moment she handcuffed me was the moment I gained my freedom. You were not the controlling ones. I was. Thank you to the medical staff at Intermountain Hospital. Your skill, tenderness, and professionalism helped heal my children. Jody and I inflicted the injuries, not the hospital. Thank you to DCFS, the Children's Justice Center, Judge Basil, and other key adults. You've gathered my children under your wing and offered them love, compassion, encouragement. You were not the ones who were doing the brainwashing. Thank you to my Bishop Tom Hawks and my State President Jim Nelson for reminding me of the Lord's love for the lost. So much pain and suffering would have been avoided had I followed and heeded your counsel. I was the one who was deceived, not you. Thank you to the Washington County Prosecutor's Office, Ryan Shum, the legal assistants and discovery clerks. Eric Clark, you exemplified to me how justice and mercy are meant to coexist. My charges are just. They offer safety to my family, accountability to the public, and they did show mercy to me. Thank you to my attorney, Lamar Winward, and his staff. I would not be where I am today without them. Thank you to Randy Kester for your limitless energy in healing my family. My dear friends, Pam and Roy, I'm so sorry for letting you down. Because of your association with me, your innocence was called into question. My mother-in-law, father-in-law, Kevin's family, my cousins, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and neighbors, you all saw the warning signs long before I did, and you did what you could. You wanted to help, but I pushed you away. My mother and father, I have been utterly wretched to you. You have offered me unconditional love, and for that I have offered you unconditional contempt. My siblings and their spouses, because of my decision to roll around in a pigsty, I have dragged your families through the mud in public. Yet, when I desired to return as the prodigal sister, unlike the prodigal's brother in the Bible, you synced step with my parents and ran out to greet me. Your capacity to love is unprecedented. Kevin, my husband of more than 23 years, you are the love of my life. I'm so sorry to leave to you to finish what we both started together. The ending of our marriage is a tragedy. And you are wrapped around my heart in a knot I'll never be able to undo. To my babies, my six little chicks, you are part of me. I was the mama duck who was consistently watering you to safety. I can see now that over the past 4 years, I was in a deep undercurrent that led us to danger. I remember launching into darkness knowingly. I was so disoriented that I believed dark was light and light was wrong. I would do anything in this world for you. My willingness to sacrifice all for you was masterfully manipulated into something very ugly. I took from you all that was soft and safe and good. I took from you your mother. How terrifying this must have been for you. To live in fear of the world has created a great vulnerability and a blind spot for me, where I have broken hearts and I've caused people to suffer and I have betrayed sacred trust. Watching my community respond to my charges with justice and mercy and grace and love is all the more evidence to me how wrong I've been. This world is full of really good people. And finally, I'm sorry for twisting God's word and distorting his doctrines.
greatest desire is to stand in his court someday spotless and confident. And Judge Walton, I know that standing before you today is a necessary step towards that end. Thank you to you and your staff for facilitating my opportunity to take accountability and to answer for my charges. I am humbled and willing to serve a prison sentence as long as it takes to continue unraveling all of this information I have believed and bought, swallowed, and acted out, and for my family to heal and for the community to heal. And I understand this is going to take time. I'm committed to continuing my learning until all of my toxic layers are shed and I am ready to re-enter as a contributing member of our beautiful society. Thank you, Judge Walton.
Thank you for your statement, Ms. Frankie. Anything else, Mr. Winward?
No, Your Honor.
Anything else prior to the court imposing sentence?
No, Your Honor.
The sentence will be that Ms. Frankie serve four counts, four 1 to 15 year sentences based on her convictions for four counts of aggravated child abuse. Again, they will be served consecutively pursuant to the parties' agreement and the applicable statute. Under the applicable statute, the court finds that that consecutive sentences are appropriate. Ms. Frankie, the last thing I do need to tell you is that you have only 30 days to file or to perfect an appeal of any errors of the court by filing a written notice of appeal with the clerk of the court. If you don't do that within 30 days, you will lose your right to appeal. You also have the right to the assistance of an attorney on appeal and to have one appointed if you cannot afford to hire your own. Restitution, as agreed by the parties, will remain open for a period of 8 months. Any of the parties can bring that matter back before the court within that period of time. Anything else?
No, Your Honor.
Your Honor. Thank you.
That's the latest on the sentencing of Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage on this and all of the cases we're following for you at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.